What's going on, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to another episode of Locked On Blue Jays as part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm one of your co-hosts, Lucas Weiss. Yes, I'm one of the new co-hosts of Locked On Blue Jays. I'm so excited for this opportunity to be co-hosting this show alongside AJ Andrews as we get you set throughout the stretch run to potentially the AL wildcard game and maybe, just maybe, a long postseason run for your Toronto Blue Jays. It's an exciting time to be a baseball fan in Toronto, in Canada, with the Blue Jays doing so well, and we have a busy episode for you today. Of course, you can find my work at Weiss Sports on Twitter. You can find me on Sportsnet, Toronto Star, ESPN's The Undefeated, as well as doing play-by-play for Saga 960 AM Radio. So I am everywhere, including being a co-host of the Locked On Blue Jays podcast, where I'm really excited. I think it's going to be a really fun stretch run. We're going to have lots of episodes for you throughout it, throughout the postseason, if the Blue Jays make it that far, which we hope so, because it's really, really fun right now what the Blue Jays are doing. They just came off a series win against the Minnesota Twins. They have not lost a series since the end of August when they lost to the Detroit Tigers. It felt like the season was going to end, but they have put together just a remarkable September, really capturing baseball fans across this country. Of course, you can find the Locked On Blue Jays podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, soon to be YouTube when we get that video capability. But right now, it is just Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts, you can find the Locked On Blue Jays podcast. Like I said off the top, we got a busy show ahead today. We're going to talk about Teoscar Hernandez. What a season he is having. And look, he may not have the glamour of a Vladimir Guerrero Jr., but he is putting together one of the all-time great seasons. Marcus Semien continuing to dazzle the Blue Jays' second baseman. Then we're going to talk about the AL MVP race, as well as the AL Cy Young races, and why I think those races are locked up. They're locked up. They're done. I know there's a lot of people talking about them still, but I think those two races are locked up with 2 weeks left in the regular season. We're then going to end off talking about Hyunjin Ryu, his injury struggles, and then a quick look ahead to the Tampa Bay Rays series in Tropicana Field. Now, before we get to today's episode, please don't forget to follow Locked On MLB and join Walking Baseball Encyclopedia Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call him Sully every day on Locked On MLB for a unique look at the majors, both present and past, featuring exciting guest interviews and routine check-ins from the Locked On MLB Network's team of local experts. You got to make sure to subscribe to Locked On MLB today on the Audacity app or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, let's get into today's show. Like I said off the top, the Toronto Blue Jays, they win their series against the Minnesota Twins. I want to talk about Teoscar Hernandez because I really do believe that Teoscar Hernandez is having one of the great seasons in Blue Jays history. I understand that Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is probably going to go for history. In fact, he is going for history, trying to become the first since Miguel Cabrera to win the AL Triple Crown. Look, Bo Bichette, he's young. Lourdes Gurriel is young. They capture a lot of headlines as well. We're going to talk about Marcus Semien in just a bit and what a great season he's having. But Teoscar Hernandez is right up there with just an incredible season that he's putting together. On Saturday, he hit a three-run homer, giving him 106 RBIs this season. Yes, 106 RBIs, which is surpassing Vladimir Guerrero Jr. And that was the most by a Blue Jays player since Edwin Encarnacion had 127 ribbies in 2016. Look, guys, it's simple. Teoscar Hernandez is not just one of the great Blue Jays hitters. He's one of the great hitters in baseball. And when you look at his journey to this point, because I think that is what's so impressive about Teoscar. This was a guy that was just in a deal. We dealt Francisco Liriano and Nori Aoki to the Houston Astros. And this was just a guy who was just a throw-in. He was immediately assigned to AAA Buffalo. He came up to the big leagues. And honestly, he was not great. Look, the Blue Jays, I understand, were in a bit of a rebuild. I get that. But this was a guy who struck out all the time, didn't have the plate discipline, and in the outfield, he made a lot of mistakes. You remember some of those, Blue Jays fans. You remember some of those because it was hard to watch. He got sent down to the minors again back in 2019, and then all of a sudden, when he came back, you could see the glimpses of what this player could become. I mean, look at this. In 2019, his strikeout rate was 33%. In 2021, it's now down to 25.5. And this is a dude now who has an OPS of .883. He's hitting .305, .356, .527 slash line. He has 28 homers, 106 ribbies. And he's one of the great hitters in baseball. You can see it at the plate that he has tons of confidence up there every time he goes up to bat. A lot of times in this Minnesota series, you saw him have long at-bats with the opposing pitchers. He's just a tough out. And you're seeing, too, I think, in the outfield as well, the mistakes are declining. Now, I'm not saying he's the best defensive outfielder there is. Don't get me wrong, but this is a guy that has improved dramatically at both ends of the field, both offense and defense. And let's be honest here. He's been overshadowed by the great seasons that the other Blue Jays hitters are having. And that's okay, because it just shows you what the Blue Jays' depth is in their lineup. But we can't overlook what Teoscar Hernandez is doing. And Charlie Montoyo said after one of his press conferences this weekend that he is one of the best players in baseball. And Teoscar even said, after he got 106 ribbies, just to show you the type of character he is, he was willing to sit to give Vladimir Guerrero Jr. the Triple Crown towards the end of the season. That's the kind of character that Teoscar Hernandez is. He's selfless. He has a lot of fun. He has a million-dollar smile. He's just a great teammate to have. And it's truly incredible, even this season, when you think of him battling COVID earlier in the year and for him to come back, and this is a full 162 games. I know he had a great season last year that got him a Silver Slugger Award, but that was only 60 games. Now this is a full 162, and he just continues to put together an incredible season that I think will go down as one of the all-time great seasons. And it's incredible because the broadcast, it showed a side-by-side with him and Edwin Encarnacion. Of course, Eddie had an incredible career with the Toronto Blue Jays. That 26 AL wildcard game home run still lives in the minds of many Blue Jays fans. But they did a side-by-side of him and Eddie, Teoscar and Eddie, through the first 464 games. And it's very similar. They have the same batting average. Teoscar has one more home run than Eddie did through 464 games, 100-99. And their OPS is pretty well identical. So Teoscar is on the right path, and where he is in the lineup, following Vlad, following Bo, just is just so dangerous for opposing teams, because it's just one after the other of great hitters. Marcus Semien is another one of those great hitters. And again, he might not get the love from the MVP voting because of what Vladdy and Shohei Ohtani are doing. But Marcus Semien has 40 home runs. as a second baseman. It's just the fourth time in Blue Jays franchise history that you have two guys having 40-plus home run seasons. It's just incredible. And again, Marcus Semien is one of these guys that's just a pro's pro. You don't know if he's getting flustered. You don't know if he's getting upset or when he's happy or not. He just goes out and plays baseball. And I've been really impressed with Marcus because we all remember that game against Detroit where he threw that ball to Vladdy. It caused an error and it got Detroit back in the game. They won the game and we thought that that was the dagger in the Blue Jays season. And Marcus, he faced the music. He faced the tough questions, but he still maintained that great personality. And he has just continued to deliver and had this just an incredible consistency throughout the regular season. He hasn't had many blips, maybe at the start of the year, but since then, he has shown why he's one of the best second basemen in all baseball. And he's going to get paid. I don't like where he may go. He might go to one of those big market teams, but he's going to get paid. AL Cy Young, AL MVP. I believe that those two races are locked up. We're going to talk about that and more on the Locked On Blue Jays podcast. But first, let's hear from our friends at DirecTV. Today, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all the entertainment you love without the hassle. DirecTV Stream brings you live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, which means you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. And the best part? There's no annual contract. So stop waiting and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. Yes, that's DirecTV.com. Hey Jays fans, this is Lucas Weiss here with an incredible app everyone who buys gas needs to know about, GetUpside. My listeners are making up to 25 cents for every gallon of gas every time they fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app in the App Store or Google Play right now. Use promo code BASEBALL and get a bonus 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's up to 50 cents cash back. Don't pay the full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back using GetUpside. Just download the app for free and use the promo code BASEBALL to get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. Now, some people who drive a lot more are making as much as $200 to $300 a month in cash back. And there's no catch. The cash back gets added right to your account. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BASEBALL to get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. That's code BASEBALL. All right, let's continue our conversation on the Locked On Blue Jays podcast about AL MVP and AL Cy Young. Because I believe after the weekend that we just saw in baseball that the two races are done. The AL MVP is a little bit more complicated because what Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is doing. But Shohei Ohtani is going to be the MVP in the American League. Look, Vladdy Jr. is having one of the all-time great seasons. I mean, you watch the game on the broadcast and they just show first in home runs, first in batting average, first in OPS. First in major statistical categories. We saw it in this series against Minnesota how Vladdy could hit home runs, but he could also hit. He just is finding different ways to hit at different pitches, and he's becoming one of the most electric players in all baseball and the toughest hitters to face against. Now, I know some are suggesting that Vlad is making this AL MVP conversation interesting. And I would agree with that to a part, but to suggest that Shohei Ohtani is gonna not win the MVP, I just think is out in left field. Shohei Ohtani is doing something that hasn't been done since the great Babe Ruth. Okay? We haven't seen someone in baseball hit as well as Shohei Ohtani has and pitch as well as Shohei Ohtani has. I mean, when you look at what Shohei Ohtani is doing, he has a WAR of 7.7, and he's leading the second place Zach Wheeler 6.9 by nearly a full victory. He's tied for 8th in majors and stolen bases, and he only trails Vladimir Guerrero and homers with 44. But then you look at the pitching side. Ohtani is 9-2, 3.36 ERA, 136 strikeouts, over 115 and a third innings in just 21 starts. If he were a pitcher, to put these numbers into context, if Ohtani were a full-on pitcher, he would rank 4th among AL pitchers with at least 20 starts. That's impressive. Now, of course, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., he does not pitch. He only hits. And look, I think Guerrero Jr. should get votes. I mean, the fact of the matter is the Triple Crown has not been completed since 2012 Miguel Cabrera. Very few batters achieve that kind of baseball history. And I think it helps for Vladimir Guerrero Jr. that he is on a competitive team. A team that is pushing for the postseason, could very well get to the postseason in a couple of weeks' time. Now, I know people are trying to say, look, what is the definition of MVP? And I understand that. But I think what hurts Vlad's case and what really enhances Ohtani's, beyond the fact that Ohtani hits and pitches, is look, Guerrero is one of several. I mean, we just talked about it on the last segment. You have Marcus Semien, who has 40 home runs. You have Teoscar Hernandez with 106 RBIs. Bo Bichette has over 90 RBIs. So there's multiple guys on the Blue Jays that have put together this great offense. I mean, we've seen George Springer's their best, one of their best players. He's missed an extended period of time, yet the Blue Jays are doing very well without his offensive production. Whereas Ohtani, you take Ohtani out of the LA Angels, and they're one of the worst teams in baseball. It's a fascinating discussion. I give you that. But Shohei Ohtani will win the AL MVP. And I know for Blue Jays fans, it's tough because what Vladdy's doing hasn't been done in a very long time, and it's one of the all-time historical seasons. But Ohtani's going to be MVP because we haven't seen that in decades and may never will again. AL Cy Young, I think, is a little bit more of an easier sell. On Sunday, Gerrit Cole, the New York Yankees, pitched against Cleveland. He gave up 7 runs. Robbie Ray, to me, is the Cy Young winner. I mean, to me, that's incredibly obvious. Ray has not only posted the lowest ERA of his career, but he's found the command. He's struck out 11.83 batters per 9 innings. He's walked a career-low 2.23 batters per 9 innings, something that he has struggled with throughout his career. And when it matters, Ray has just found a way. He's 12-5 this year, 2.64 ERA in 29 starts. And look, he hasn't allowed 2 earned runs or more in 9 of his previous 10 appearances. And he's had 2 games where he's had over 10 strikeouts. Robbie Ray's the AL Cy Young. Gerrit Cole's had a great season, no doubt. But for me right now, what Robbie Ray has done, he's only really had 1 bad start in the last couple weeks when they've needed him, the Blue Jays, to be an ace. Robbie Ray has delivered. And I think he's just going to continue to get better. And for me, if I'm the Blue Jays, these games coming up, I mean, he's going to be in Tropicana Field on Monday night to face the Tampa Bay Rays. He's probably going to hopefully be the wild card starter if the Blue Jays get that far. I think it's sealed. I mean, unless Ray completely falls apart, I think it's Robbie Ray's to lose right now the AL Cy Young. And what a moment that is for a guy like Ray, like Marcus Semien, betting on himself, coming to Toronto on a one-year deal. And he's going to get paid too, given the great year he's having. Another pitcher who has struggled for the Blue Jays is Hyunjin Ryu. I'm going to talk about Ryu's struggles, as well as do a little look ahead to the Blue Jays-Rays series coming up. But first, let me talk to you about Built Bar. Did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors? There's something for everyone. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their faves. I mean, for me, I love the raspberry, the mint brownie, the double chocolate. I mean, it's just an exquisite taste. Order today, and you can get the grasshopper cookie, or raspberry, or whatever you like. Built Bar is the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team. I mean, you know you're eating healthy. I mean, 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 130 to 180, only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. Amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. Go to built.com and use the promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your order. Use the promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. All right, let's talk about Hyunjin Ryu. I'm concerned. Blue Jays fans are rightfully concerned. This is someone that obviously signed an $80 million contract. When he came to Toronto, a lot of people were thinking that he was going to be the ace. I think very few people would have said that Ryu at this moment, September 2021, would be the fifth starter right now if everyone were healthy. I mean, it's clearly to me it goes Ray, Barrios, Manoah, Mats, and then Ryu. Ryu struggled on Friday, and he has been struggling for a while now. And I know that in the press conferences that Ryu has been saying that it's been his placement hitting balls at the middle of the plate. When you ask Charlie Montoyo, the Blue Jays manager, he's just pointing to Ryu's command and how the command has just not been there. But Montoyo seemed to be very confident in his veteran pitcher, citing the past. And I think you have to give Ryu the benefit of the doubt. This is someone that was second in ERA in the National League just a few years ago with the LA Dodgers. He's a finesse pitcher. You know that he's not going to bring the heat, but if the finesse isn't there, if the command isn't there, and if he's hitting balls in the middle of the plate for people to knock out of the park like what former Blue Jay Josh Donaldson did against the Blue Jays last Friday, it's concerning. On Sunday, we learned a little bit more that Ryu is suffering neck tightness. He's going to be put on the 10-day IL. And obviously for Ryu, that means he's going to miss one start. Now, Blue Jays general manager Ross Atkins said that that's the hope. Montoyo then went on to say that the Wednesday game against the Rays is going to be a bullpen game. Ross Stripling will probably go 4 to 5 innings. But this is concerning. You need as many pitchers as you can in the playoffs. And when Ryu is just not performing up to his normal potential, whether it's the neck, whether it's the forearm, I mean, it remains to be seen. But you can't hide the fact that he has an 8.10 ERA over his past 8 starts. That just is not good enough, especially for a team that is trying to get to the postseason. Now, the Blue Jays did recall Taylor Saucedo from AAA Buffalo as a result of the move, so we'll see if that can improve things. clearly the Blue Jays are hoping that they can find a way past this, that Ryu can find his stuff once again. But if I'm the Blue Jays right now in critical games, I'm hesitant to put Ryu out there for a long period of time. I think if when Ryu has another start, short leash. That's what I would do. Get the short leash on Ryu. And I understand the negative impact of that, because then you're going to have to use the bullpen longer, and with not a lot of off days now these last 2 weeks of the season, that's going to have an impact on their bullpen guys. But you can't be experimenting. You can't be figuring things out. It's September. It's the middle of a stretch run, a pennant race, and Ryu needs to figure things out. Am I concerned? Yes. But I also know the pedigree. We've seen glimpses this season with Ryu. I mean, against the Yankees, he had a shutout performance just a couple of weeks ago against them. But these performances, though, are abnormal, and I don't think spell well for a Blue Jays team where four of their pitchers have been fantastic. Ray, Manoa, Berrios, Mats, the bullpen, the bats. This is a sore spot, and it needs to get solved very soon. Let's move on to the Blue Jays and Rays series, because this is a big series for the Blue Jays. I mean, as we head into Monday, the Blue Jays, of course, are in an AL wildcard spot. They're looking up to the Boston Red Sox at the moment. They've obviously gained the last couple of days on the New York Yankees. But this is against a Tampa Bay Rays team that is, again, so good, particularly at Tropicana Field. And I know many Blue Jays fans still have nightmares over what happened last season at the Trop. It just seemed like everything was going wrong for the Blue Jays at that ballpark. It was a house of horrors, if you will, for the Blue Jays. And culminating, of course, in the postseason series against the Rays, the best 2 out of 3, which ended in a sweep. But although the Rays are 92-58, the Blue Jays are a completely different team. They're 84-65. We just found a way to take 2 of 3 up from Tampa Bay. Could have swept Tampa Bay at home. And look, there's a difference between sweeping a Baltimore Orioles or winning a series against Minnesota, teams that are out of the playoffs. But if you can find a way to somehow not only win a series, but sweep Tampa Bay, it's just once again a signal, which I've said for now a couple weeks, that the Blue Jays are a team that no one wants to face in the postseason. And I think, in my opinion, you have the best chance to get a good leg up on this series with Robbie Ray on the mound on Monday night. And if you look at the numbers with Robbie Ray, this is a dude who, in 7 career starts versus Tampa, he's 2-2, but he's only given up 2.45 earned runs, 2.45 ERA. So, and in this season, 2-1 with a 1.85 ERA in 5 starts against the Rays. And against the Rays hitters, those Rays hitters are only hitting 170 against Robbie Ray. Monday is a huge game for the Blue Jays. I think Tuesday they can definitely get a leg up on the Rays with Alek Manoa, who just lives for these type of moments, playing and competing at the highest level. Because that Wednesday game is going to be a bleep show, with the bullpen, and hopefully Ross Stripling could have a good outing, but who knows what that game is going to be like. So if you want to cash in on the Blue Jays, it's these first couple of games. Of course, Boston and New York are playing each other, so that's going to be interesting. Look, I think If you wanted the Yankees to be out of it, you want Boston to win. But look, I think for Jays fans, they'd rather much play the Yankees than the Red Sox in an AL wildcard game. So I think probably Yankees over Red Sox in terms of what Jays fans are cheering for in the scoreboard watch. But clearly, you're going to have your eyes on this series. And I think it's, again, another gut check series for the Blue Jays to see, is this team for real? It's one thing to beat lower competition. You did it at Rogers Center. Can you do it in a place where you haven't had that type of success? And I think the Blue Jays have a good chance, especially with Robbie Ray going on the mound on Monday night. We are going to have tons of Locked On Blue Jays content for you throughout the stretch. We're on daily shows. We're going to have guests on the show to talk about the Blue Jays, people that have been on the ground reporting on this team throughout the whole season. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully the Jays make the postseason, because then there's going to be even more shows of Locked On Blue Jays. But I really appreciate you guys tuning in to this show. I'm Lucas Weiss, one of the co-hosts, AJ Andrews. She's going to be back soon in the other co-host chair, and we're going to be chopping up Blue Jays talk throughout the month of September and the month of October, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Remember, there's another show that you should definitely check out on the Locked On Pod Network, the Locked On Bets podcast, hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get the daily picks, the blowout specials, the Ron team favorite picks, and more. If you follow the Locked On Bets podcast, brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get your podcasts. You've been listening to the Locked On Blue Jays podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm Lucas Weiss, saying so long, and we'll see you again soon.